It should be good.
Good. All right. Welcome to Rialto Council meeting today. Deanna will give us the prayer and lead us in the pledge.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this day that we have to meet as city council members and family members. We hope and pray that the decisions that are made are the best for the community and for the business. And we're thankful for the moisture that we have received, but we hope and pray that we may receive more moisture. And thank you for all of the blessings you have given us. And I say this in Jesus Christ's name.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, Dean. You get first on the list, Lance. Appreciate you coming in.
Yeah.
I'll turn it over to you.
Did you need to adopt the agenda?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah,
I appreciate you're excited.
Yeah, I'm excited.
But you didn't ask me to come.
That's all right. That's normal for me. It's good. All right. Minutes from our October 16th meeting. David's okay. I entertain a motion to approve those.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion by Cam, second by Terry, all in favor? Vote. Okay, and for today's agenda, any changes, additions? Unless in there, I'll entertain a motion to adopt the agenda.
Motion to adopt the agenda.
Motion by Cam, second by Terry, all in favor?
All right, thank you. I appreciate you putting the first on the agenda, and I appreciate the opportunity to come and visit with you. Did you email that last night, that application?
Probably not till this morning.
No, I helped everybody.
Yeah. I read through it.
So I had to wait until after our meeting yesterday with the association before I could email that.
The application looks good.
Okay.
I think the most important thing is the county letter here.
Just kind of what you're doing, Lynn. Okay. Yeah, I won't belabor the application. I can say that just kind of summarize, we're asking for $25,000. What that's for is this right here. So most of you guys, where the group is into, so you kind of know what's going on as far as our Winter Adventure Center. We've been doing ice rink since, I think we said it was 2008. Does that sound bad to you? I think it was the year after. It's been a while. I don't have to belabor. You guys know we've got a new rink. The one thing that I did want to point out is if you go to that second, just kind of go through the first page. One of the major things we do to promote the rink is that invite youth groups to come and stay overnight. We've got a package that we do through Ruby's Inn, which we offer lodging and we offer two meals. That's the basic package. There's an additional meal that can add. And then we include the winter activities, the skiing and the ice skating in that package. And, years ago when we first started it, it was really just kind of a charitable thing. It was like, let's help out the Boy Scouts. And then it was, the Boy Scouts, they talked to the young women and the young women were pissed. And it's like, the Boy Scouts count. And then it was like, let's just make these into youth conferences. And now we've got state youth conferences that take advantage of that that package and come stay with us. And there's kind of a breakdown there, just to kind of understand, from an economic standpoint for the town, that these packages really do make money. You can see, just kind of summarize the breakdown there. The most important statistics are profit per, which is the profit per head. So let's say the Enoch Steak comes and does a steak youth conference. You're basically making $16.54 per youth, per person. And there's a scenario, sometimes they get a little weird about four kids to a room, sleeping in the same bed or sleep bag or something like that. So they go to two people per room, and the cost of that is $58 a head, $43 for four to a room, $58 for two to a room. And you can see the profit there with two to a room, it's actually a little higher. So when they want that, then that works out good. As far as Ruby's Inn is concerned, we got a lot of empty rooms, we got a lot of empty chairs in the restaurant. So it's nice to have these guys come in. We've been working with Sean in the kitchen this year. We're going to change the meals just a little bit to where Friday night, they're going to have like a little, it's going to going to be a buffet. It's a little different than the standard buffet over there. It's a little bit more economical. You can see the cost on that is about $4.96. You work with Nicholas to kind of develop. Basically, it's a lot of food, not necessarily the same quality as our Paris, the Paris buffet movies, but it'll be nice. That's one of the things that kind of spawned this idea is, well, how do we make sure we've got plenty of youth and groups in on Friday nights during the winter to keep people stacked and keep the buffet going? So, if there's any questions about that, about the economics of this thing. So then we go to the Winter Adventure Center. So currently the Winter Adventure Center, The Winter Adventure Center operates out of the serving area of Ebenezer's. And that causes issues because when the serving area is being used, let's say, because at the same time we're trying to promote Ebenezer's as an off-season venue for conferences, weddings, things like that. So when you have those events, and most of the time those events are on the weekends, on Friday or Saturday night, well, that's about the only nights that we actually make money at the Winter Adventure Center. So if you got to close on a random Saturday because somebody's having a wedding over there, that's a big deal. That causes a lot of headaches, and like I say, it's a big hole in cash flow for the for Rudy's Inn on the rental, the ski rental side, but also for the Bryce Canyon Recreation Association on the skate side. So really two things that the Winter Adventure Center, skate rink, the Bryce Canyon Ice Ribbon needs to operate is a space to rent equipment and then restrooms for little kiddies that get up there and get cold and they gotta go to the bathroom. I can't, you and I do, right? Just kind of summarize. So we this fall we've kind of been making a plan, you know, short of building a huge building over there for a rental center and just getting out of Ebenezer's. This is a pretty good plan that we felt really good about as far as we can replicate the same space. So the space in Ebenezer's where we currently have the skis and skates and stuff inside the building, it's about 38 by 18, is that a serving area right there? So almost 40 by 20. And just to kind of relate to that, the tent we put up the last couple of years is 40 by 20. So the tent's roughly the same space as the serving area. And what we talked about, the first idea was, is we were actually going to just put up another tent, but those tents, they're really not made to be permanent like we use it. They're made to put up for an event and then take down. The advantage we have is where it butts up against Ebenezer's, we tie it to the building and put some permanent walls around it. It kind of protects it, makes it so it feels more like a building than a tent. If we put up another tent, it's kind of like, well, where do we put it? You know, it's like, is it still susceptible to the wind? So the idea, when you flip it over, was to get a shed. And the shed, it's kind of a misnomer because this is a building. I mean, this is not just your top shed. This is a big building. This shed picture that we went and looked at, this is over at the Hamilton Board, just south of Cedar. So anyway, they got a big shed that I placed over there.
And they got one right out here.
Yeah, you
see one.
Yeah, you got one out here that's similar. But this one, I like to think this shed is a little bit more sexy, a little less utilitarian than the one out here. But you know, this is a huge shed, and you kind of understand the space that these things can come in. So this shed is spec'd out 16 by 40, and I'm going to talk to the guys as soon as we can get this ordered to see if that is absolutely the max size they can do, because we want as big as possible. So you can kind of see that little layout down there, my pictures, kind of how this would work. So, and again, it's temporary. I just want to clarify that because everybody kind of gets confused by this shed as far as this thing's mobile. So each winter we would move it to where that red rectangle is there. The black rectangle is the current tent. So just like
we're in black and white.
Oh, sorry. No, I got a cold. Sorry, guys. Must be a little cheap this morning when I put it in black and white. Anyway, so the horizontal rectangle is the tent. That's the current tent, and the one that kind of goes more vertical is where the shed would go. And so what happens is we've got to work out the logistics of exactly how people enter and stuff like that. In our meeting yesterday, we kind of labored that for a while. Then we just decided, we said, well, is the space going to work? Yes, the space is going to work. We might have to worry about the flow and stuff like that as far as where people get their skates and stuff like that. Long story short, if we purchase this shed, it makes it so basically 99% of the time we can stay out of the serving area at Ebenezer's, And then the last part is snow the shed, we cover the rentals, and then we go to bathrooms. So inside of nature, she cuts the little diagram on the last page, the second last page. Inside of nature, by the way, I worked with Ron, you know, the fire department, to make sure this was all fire code legal, and he gave it his blessing. So inside of nature, in that serving area, there's a double door there. You'll enter through the left one. There'll be a wall there, a temporary kind of construction type wall that will be in a section off. And then this, again, is to keep the noise, keep people out of the main part of the Ebenezer. So we can have private events over there. So the wall will go up, there'll be a lid on it, kind of cancel sound, and that is what we would do to get the bathroom. So we're going to, so most of the time we're out of Ebenezer, it's the only thing we're going to get in there for is restrooms. So. And the ask again for the application is $25,000. The total budget for the project is $35,000. The shed itself is about $28,800 with delivery, or it was almost $29,000 with delivery. But then there's some other monies to construct the walls and stuff like that. So, but those monies are coming from the Rice Game Association Association. So, what questions you get about? So, $25,000 or not that actually.
Terry, I was in a meeting yesterday and I supported it. You follow the Asheree, especially on social media, and there's people interested in when it closes down due to events or whatnot.
It's miserable. Yeah. You know, if we get people to travel from bottom line, we get people from down the valley, Canaan, Moa, Bicknell, you know, and it's terrible. Because we always advise people to check. Don't please check before you come and make sure things are open. But you hear horror stories where people say, I should look at them closed. So this is going to make it so they can stay open.
How much money is in the recreation? Is it
180?
Yeah. Burning a hole in your pocket, kid. You better spend some.
And this building should also help it stay open more. So we're not shutting it down.
Exactly. That's the goal, is to get more bodies through there and it stays open. So Tim's got some special duty convention or something in there that you,
So this year, I mean, you haven't asked for $75,000 like previously, right?
I haven't. So just
I don't know what you're planning on or...
Well, I was going to say, it's just kind of a balance because, you know, In order to kind of wean ourselves off the town money, is we approached the board of directors who was in about doing that resort tax. I think most of you kind of understand how that resort tax works. That's not a resort tax, resort would be. And it's doing some good, it's working just like it is. So as of right now, but like I say, I reserve the right to do that, to come in and ask for some money. But this is, I know the kind of spirit on the mat tax is, you know, more capital items, you know, it just feels right. So anyway, so this is a capital item, and like I say, it's going to do some good, solve some problems.
Comments, council members? You have a comment? If not, I'll entertain a motion for this application. I'll second.
Motion by Gary, second by Cam, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
Send Mike an invoice.
I've never done it previously.
Yep. Okay.
Get that to him and I'll pass it on and approve it. Good to go.
Thank you, guys. Right.
Thank you. Good luck on your inspection.
Go back
to
your
inspection.
See you. Have a good one, guys.
All right, we got item D. Well, Tim's here. Appreciate you coming back in. On the Christmas concert donation. The last time we met, just a couple meetings ago, we postponed it. We did talk about it last night, and I should have recommended that to reach out to you. Just kind of summarize, and you guys can correct me if I'm leading them astray. But I talked to you about, you know, we were concerned maybe with So we'd like just maybe more advertising budget, like what are you guys spending and what can we do to help with that rather than just paying for the band, right? And that kind of thing.
Okay. Well, that'd be great. I appreciate it. So you're looking at a number from me?
Kind of, yeah. Like I said, I think we're going to sponsor it. I mean, like I said, you guys help me out. I think we're looking more of, we want to, you know, put our name on it and support it in the sponsorship form rather than paying for a band or okay, you know, something like that.
Well, I mean, maybe to clarify what, and Mike, obviously, was here to talk about, but he, well, and I know we all agree, one of the, like, normally when we sponsor events like this, it's like I'll use the marathon or something. You know, like, come in and offer, hey, we're going to put your name on the shirt or whatever, and you give us $2,500, and we'll advertise with you. You know, that's more what we, that kind of a thing is more what we feel comfortable doing as a town, is helping sponsor it, fill it up, advertising, all that stuff.
Okay.
You know, not, I don't know if I'm saying that right or.
And especially, I guess, and the other thing part of it is Ruby's is for profit, too. A lot of times, yeah. You give donations where it's a for profit, and to give that much money, I think that would kind of be a concern. Like, yeah.
Okay. And Lance and Gene kind of counseled me on that. When I came in last time, I should have mentioned National Tribute is a non-profit. So that.
Is that where the money's going? Or
half of it. Well, yeah, $5,000. So I came in and asked for 5 to 10, just to give that range. 5 will pay National Tribute. Which is the nonprofit. And then the other 5, if you guys had gone crazy and gave me 10, right, it would have gone to Ben Gallagher to pay for him as well. But, so okay, I appreciate that feedback. So as far as like an advertising budget, you know, I might look your way a little bit. I think you sent a couple thousand.
Well, what we did is we took all of our radio advertising and shifted it over to this activity for basically the last month. And, although I had to go back a week ago and cut it off and change it back to normal Ruby's ads because we sold out.
That's great.
And I think there's still demand, and so Tim's talking about putting some show-only seats in there. But typically, I don't know. I look at some of the other things like we did in the summer and stuff like that with the Nashville Stars. It just helps the venue to afford to bring out some of this better talent. And this Ben Gallagher, none of us have heard about him, but everybody's had a chance to go hopefully look on YouTube and see what he does. And he's a pretty big deal, and I think we'll see more of him. They're going to be filming for a day and a half here in Red Canyon and on our rim to do video to go behind his music that he's putting out there. So we're going to get some overlap. It's going to be pretty nice of our part of the world instead of just what you normally see on ranches. And so you're going to see real Red Rock kind of backgrounds. And I think that's what we're trying to offset with sponsorship. But I would guess that we probably have already spent about $3,000 on radio, and social media is not near as much, it's small. But we've hit that real hard. So it would help offset some of that advertising. And I think the place to get your ads would be right up on the big screen, so everybody's there. Now, if we had been smart and done this earlier, then we could have tagged Bryce Canyon City onto the radio spots, which would be the smart way to do it. So we really ought to try to be playing farther out so that we can incorporate that. But that's kind of where we're at and what it's all about. So I think we'll get some good exposure. And I'll tell you, just a side note, we ended up going on a church history tour with the Nashville Tribute Band. And my God, well, Tim Gates and I, we sold at least 2, maybe 3 tables on the buses. It was weird. But those are real solid fans that follow those guys. So having them here is probably the reason it sold out so quick.
Yeah.
You know, the people know who they are. And I don't know how, it's kind of funny because they had Nashville Tribute Band, Due West, and Ben Gallagher. And Due West is pretty much the same guys as that are, it overlaps into Nashville Tribute. So I don't think there will be as big a distinction in the show as what they had presented in the first place. It'll just be those two.
Okay, good.
You know, I'm guessing. I don't know how. We might be surprised. But I think everybody's coming to see the Nashville Tribute Band. So that's just a little bit more info. But, yeah, I'd really recommend, and we could put the word out. And if we're just worried about sponsoring things here, we just need to get used to getting the plan sooner so we can incorporate the town in the outside promotion. But it'll be easy to get it up on the screen.
Okay. And I love your word sponsorship, like, with it being a worldwide sponsoring.
Well, and think about it like this, you know, when the park did their centennial, they put a lot of money into sponsoring different things just to make them happen. When we do the Nashville Tribute Band in the summer and whatever other group, you know, the Bluegrass or whatever, and they bring Zions Bank in as a sponsor. And that just helps get that talent there, because otherwise, I don't think the numbers would all work out very well, or unless we wanted to do it for break-even or a loss.
That kind of brings up something. I'm glad, I mean, just to kind of capture the town's vision on what you guys expect. So Bluegrass was actually, the town sponsors that.
Yeah.
Bluegrass one.
Yeah.
But that's you guys paying for the band. So if the philosophy's kind of changed,
can we write the check?
And let me use the word sponsor. I think that was a good point, Gary. When I'm asking for money, it always will be a sponsorship. We'll throw your name out there in all our advertising when we can, in our big screen. But if the philosophy's changed, things like Bluegrass will probably go away, just because I don't know that we can afford to bring in that talent.
But we don't write a check to the bank and Bluegrass.
Right.
So I'd rather look at it as a sponsorship. Usually hopefully advertising money.
But it comes to us, right? I'm not sure how politics that would work, but in order for me to pay that band, I would need that sponsorship.
You don't have to say that.
Say that.
I mean, I don't care either way. I'm just saying we're in it for the sponsorship. I don't care either way. We're in for the sponsorship. Put our name out there. We definitely want to support any business.
Well, you know, a similar example.
But I think we're his buddies if I say I'm paying for a band. You know.
Okay.
So the for-profit can make money.
Guys, okay, so I just need to.
And hopefully my boss will move around and come back.
And maybe he can improve.
Sure.
But I think the next week, this next week after our concert, isn't that when Panguitch is doing that Alex Boyer, the 17th or something? At the RLC, and I think it's a similar thing where they're sponsoring.
Alex Boyer is there now.
That already happened.
That was less.
Oh, it happened?
Yeah.
Well, it's a similar thing.
Yeah.
Hey, if nothing else, a lot of conversation for somebody who never listened to our minutes. We're not just, because we all come from Ruby's Inner Way, and we're not just, Sometimes we have little conversation because we all know what's going on and we didn't do it. But if somebody on the outside listens, they're like,
I hope nobody ever listens.
All right, maybe I'm just trying to.
No, and that was Mike's concern, is we sponsor events all over. And obviously, when you sponsor, people ask for sponsorship to help the event be a success, whatever that means. And so, any of our businesses that are going to be there, or we sponsor lots of business opportunity sponsorships in other communities.
Okay.
But we just have to look at it that way.
Okay, I apologize. So when I came in, I get nervous in these meetings. I probably just straight up ask for money. But it was really a sponsorship is the way I should have worded that. And we always love when the city supports us and we can throw your name up on the big screen and any advertisements. We'll probably have to advertise again for the general admission, I bet, at least on social media, because that's not moving by word of mouth like I thought it would. And we can put price tags.
Well, that'll go quick if we put that out there, because people are asking.
And you're meaning that during, for general admission, you're meaning just like you come in just for the show, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Okay. And just like I said, it's live seating.
Yeah, just some seats. If I got about 50 of those, I could put out there.
That's awesome.
Let people get in. Yeah, it's too bad it wouldn't be two nights. It really would have.
Well, that's a gamble you always take, whether you'll sell out one night and nobody the next.
Well, and by the way, I love it for Rescue and City because last time I brought this up, when we can, I don't know if we're good or not, but when we can put an extra trip to other groups in Rescue and City for that night in November, that's actually that's a win-win for all, everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Win for the city, businesses, everyone.
Yeah.
Community people who go and enjoy the show.
Yeah. It was a big hit. Those seats were gone.
So now that we've discussed the amount, somebody want to throw out an amount, request an amount?
You know, depending on how you guys want to look, 3,000 maybe for the advertising, or if we could go 5,000 for the nonprofit, which is the National Tribute Band, that would be fantastic. But again, honestly, happy with any amount the city's willing to support.
Council, discussion?
What's that?
You said one or the other, three or five.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. And I've been told that gets confusing. Maybe I should just give an amount. I'll ask for five.
That makes it easier on you guys.
And if you guys say no to that, maybe I'll ask for three real quick.
Well, I start with four.
I'll make a motion that we donate $5,000 for the Christmas concert for Ebenezer's.
Motion by Cam, second by Jerry. Yeah, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you.
Appreciate it coming back.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Will you send something to Mike?
Yes.
For an invoice or donation, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll send it over to him.
Okay, thanks.
See ya.
See you,
ladies. All right. Item B, shuttle building enhancement project that's ongoing. Tanner probably has a couple of updates, just kind of, you know, what's going on with it.
Yeah, it's kind of at a standstill because they're trying to figure out it's been at a standstill for the last week and a half or so. So they've been trying to figure out elevations with the lawn and stuff, but they're pouring concrete this morning. Supposed to pour the rest of the concrete next Tuesday, and landscaping is supposed to happen next week, like the out by the highway and all that. So they're hoping by the end of next week it should be all wrapped up. And I know that Tom Law has warned them now that if they're not wrapped up by next Tuesday or Wednesday, they're gonna start to be fined $250 a day. Because they've reached the end of they had it in their contract that it was 30 days. That's all they had to get it done. And he's already, and that was signed on October 1st, he said, the contract. So by contract, they're already out of time. But he said we didn't meet with them until like the 11th or something like that. So they're giving them that leeway. And I talked to Shiloh this morning. I went by this morning to look at it. And there was a rebar on the ground or in the mud, and that kind of worried me. And so I asked Tom about it, and Tom said, "Yeah, when I got here, I noticed that too." And I asked him, and they said it wasn't in the plans, and it shouldn't need it with the size of the concrete, you know, the amount or whatever. They said it shouldn't need it, but Tom said it kind of bothers me that it's not there. But he reached out to the engineer that did the designing of the concrete and stuff to clarify, did it need rebar, mesh, or anything like that in it, just to get a clear answer. Because he said there was something in it that he's seen that he read this morning that was kind of confusing. So he's trying to figure that out right now. He said he'd get back to me and let me know. Hopefully it doesn't come back that they needed it in there. What's that?
After it dried.
Right. So if it comes back that they were supposed to,
he was going to put a fiber or whatever.
Yeah, the fiber, yeah. And I asked him that too. I said, did they at least put fiber in the mud? And he said no. So there's no fiber, no rebar. It's just straight mud. And that. I mean, I'm not a concrete expert, but I've been around concrete a lot when I worked excavation. we would never pour something that size ever, ever, ever without rebar fiber, never. So it concerns me. So if they find out it should have been, he said it's coming out and it's on them, you know, and they're going to redo it. So we're waiting on that answer.
Okay. Awesome. Matt, get Gary anything else on that?
I appreciate you being on top of us, because these are the kind of things that we catch them like you did, it's going to go better for us.
Well, right, because, I mean, it is better to catch it down if it's supposed to be in there than, you know, might be a little simpler to get it out. And
well, you know, there's stuff quite a bit down port, so maybe we
can stop that too, yeah. So, yeah, we'll find out. I don't know, he may come back and say engineer says that doesn't need it, you know, and that's that. But I just know from all my experience, we would never pour something that size without it. You know.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll keep you guys. I'll at least keep Shiloh and Gary updated on what's on. Tell me so.
Okay. Down Park project. Any updates?
So it's basically we're as bad as far as we want to go unless we want to push it any farther. So the drawings, they've updated everything the way we want it, and so now it's just up. Whatever the council wants to do moving forward, but we're about as far as we can go right now.
So, I'm just gonna, I gotta leave here in a second, but I just talked to Tom about, he asked me about, he's like, how's the town park project going? So I'm not too involved with that, but I think it's all good, I guess. He said, well, we can't really do much more on that soccer thing, we're maxed out. Mm-hmm. And I said, I know. And he goes, wasn't there talk at one point of it going over there, like towards the employee housing? And I said, we've discussed it, but I think that's Ruby's property or something. Is that just out to move soccer over there? Because he's like, well, if you guys could do that, if you could move the soccer over there, soccer field over there by the employee housing somewhere, he said, then that would leave you that room to open up more pickleball or something, you know, because he heard people talk about maybe that's not enough pickleball courts or something, or maybe tennis, you know, versus pickleball or whatever. Just a thought. I don't know if you guys talk about that anymore or talk to Ruby's or anything.
I think it was more, I think the last discussion I remember having was like, what if the kids think? And I mean, obviously we're not going to build even a half soccer field, I don't think. But,
yeah.
I don't know. It seems like they use it, it's fine.
Yeah.
I think if you leveled it out and it create, I think it would be a dream.
I agree. I think it's fine there too.
For me, I mean, I'd like to get a rough estimate of what kind of money would come back. And if they give that, I guess I have to.
No, I think that's probably the
next step.
Yeah, because if we want to go, you know, if we have money, we want to go CIB for a zero or infinite long money, or if we're, it's too much, you know.
Okay, I can follow up on that.
Yeah, I'll tell them that's probably the next step. Okay, anything else on that? If not, we've cracked for a bit, so Rash reached out to Superior Asphalt, and I sent those out this morning to the bids. We got two bids back from Superior, one from Superior Asphalt and one from Straight Stripe. And I sent both of these guys, yeah, these companies, the same maps. Showed up the roads, they did their thing. Skyler did call me and was kind of asked me. In fact, I don't know if he originally called me, he didn't have, even though they were marked on the map, he didn't have that road with the pins on there. Should have water on. Anyway, because he'd never done it before. Last year was the first year he'd done it. Anyway. So afterwards, you know, a while later, I got the bid. So. Straight Stripe, we did it last year, they came in $28,100. And Superior Asphalt, we've done it previously, came in $20,000. And I think they both companies have done a great job.
Did you add on the map or tell them about the cemetery?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And I made sure, in fact, Scott, I don't think he said they hadn't done that before, but I thought they had. So, anyway, he was aware of it because he talked about it. They looped inside the cemetery.
Yeah, it's
got some that's really been done because usually the gates close no matter, but you gotta make sure when they come that maybe we put them in touch with the Tanner and make sure we just like we know better, keep an eye on to make sure we can get it all.
Okay.
But anyway, that's two bids.
I don't think they've both done a great job, but I see.
Oh, yeah. I don't have a problem either one. I haven't looked until this now, but that's kind of interesting because last year, straight strike under Superior by like $7,000 or something. $8,000 more, so.
Yeah.
So it goes, I guess.
Maybe after last year. We have had it done, you know, we had, I think we had that area last year, which probably had cracks in it.
But I'm just saying they did the same.
Oh, yeah.
Area last year, and straight stripe was way under, and now this year they're way over.
Yeah.
The same area, so it's just.
Yep. But, and yet, if there's no other thoughts, entertain a motion to choose one of these.
So, Brad, you want to go through and have your economic loan?
Right. That's what we did last year, especially that much. I don't know if there was any, you know, like trials, I don't know if it was any better. As long as they're, you know, bid in the same area and everything, then I think we go with the lower one.
I'll make a motion we go with straight stress. Superior, sorry, I didn't.
Superior,
that's fault.
Yeah. I'll second it.
Motion by Gary, second by Cam. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. I'll send them an email, Bryce. I'll let them know. Okay. You know, I'll send a straight strap down the road.
That's Superior. I don't know. When do you have to
leave? You're going to miss that.
Okay. I don't know if I can. I just think that you need to. We either need to talk about or I want you to be here. I'm not sure how those bolts being in or the things, the speed bumps.
Yeah, some of them wouldn't come out, and so the heads are the nails that you're saying.
Okay, yeah. I don't know how those are gonna go with the snowplow. That's so we need to look at that before we start getting the snow. And
I talked about with Dean actually. Dean drove by and we looked at it. He thought they were in far enough like that.
And I had one of them. I've just seen the same story.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there were some of those nails that just were not coming out. And I can get them out. I can cut the heads off or whatever it be. Like, I can get them out.
And maybe the blade's heavy enough, they'll just cut the tops off.
I'd rather not. We thought, because every blade is a touch off. Like, ours has the guide disc. Does that make sense? The disc that. Like your blade isn't right on the ground.
Some of our loaders,
they're right on the ground.
Those loaders, they put down pressure too. Yeah.
Okay.
That plow out there, you let it down, and when it sits there,
I have a DeWalt battery powered angle grinder.
I'm not saying we need to take it out. I think we need to put a blade on a loader and go
see what it does
and see what happens.
Yeah.
If there's a problem, we can take them out. If not.
I agree with you because
it'll
rip up the asphalt too. You know what I mean?
Break the hard edge on the plow, or else it's gonna.
I just heard as you're moving those, Dean's like, you know, are you leaving these ones in? And I'm like, I can't. They're not coming out like at all. They're there. So I just beat them right down as far as they go. And he's like, I think they're low enough that snow plow should be fine. That's what Dean said. So I just kind of went with that. Okay. But seriously, not a big deal. I can zip those heads off so quick with that angle because I have those thin discs that cut fast. I can zip all those heads off, and so the nails will be down in there. But the only other way to get them out would be like tack weld, make something to the top, and pull it out. Because some of those stuck really good.
It's good.
Helped the speed bumps good, but yeah.
It was a lot better. Speed bumps are better.
So yeah, I can remove the heads. Like that's not a big deal. I can do that if we just want to do it.
If you want to get Dean to drive your loader over there and see.
Yeah, I'll work on that. I'll talk to Dean more, or maybe just go do it. But yeah, it's only, you know, about that much, you know, that's there. So keep the guys clear.
I have a check.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Because like I said, that's one if we're wrong, it's going to be.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to, I'll just next week, I'll just work on removing them. Just that way there's just no question.
There's not a few of them, right?
Yeah, well, there's probably, over here was the worst where we put in those speed humps. Like, there's a whole line of them that I could not get to come out. They would not budge. I mean, I tried with wrenches and pry bars, they were in. So I just hammered them the rest of the way.
and left them. Like I said, that angle grinder will cut those super fast.
Concrete doesn't come up with something we can put on those in the spring where you can come out with them. Well, even the Bobcat.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Like, if I have just a little, like little fork, like a back of a hammer, but on the Bobcat, where I can just go underneath the nail head and lift up, I mean, that would, I'm sure, pull it out. But every, like, hand tool that I had, I couldn't get them to budge. Yet, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll get them removed.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yep. Christmas dinner dates.
I'm gonna try to fit it in December. I don't know how busy December is. Or if we do a belated Christmas New Year party in January. I don't know. I mean, I know you guys are always chasing sports and
it seems like
kids and
up, right before Christmas. We're like one of the last ones, which is fun.
22nd, 23rd, what we did last year.
That's what I thought too, yeah.
Yeah, Monday or Tuesday, 22nd, 23rd. Sure. During moratorium? Should be
okay. Yeah, I'm good. 22nd or 23rd. Anybody got a preference? Monday or Tuesday?
Monday. I think Monday's
better.
Well, Monday's because I don't know who's involved with.
I don't have kids and
young men or young women on Tuesday or whatever.
Sound good? 22nd?
Sure.
22nd?
Yeah, let's do it.
So we do like 6 p.m.
Yeah,
6 p.m?
This moratorium, so let's do it.
I guess check with Brass. Are you doing Brass or?
Yeah.
Is it Brass code?
You checking with him? Probably.
I'll check.
Let's just plan on the 22nd, or you know, all instead of the 23rd. All right.
Does the ward have you heard anything from our ward about a Christmas party or anything, Christmas concert or anything?
I'm sure we'll have. Sent it a week ago, but I didn't send you the right documents. Just so the Martells wanted a letter, and I uploaded our ordinance into AI, and I said, write me a certificate or whatever. So anyway, they just needed something to put in their will to say this is.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, we did buy one. It's there.
Okay.
It sounds like it's kind of a common thing out there, and so I would say, hey, yeah, I got to get it to make it look smart. Like, that mayor really got going on with her breast cancer.
Okay. Did you save that, like, on the OneDrive?
It's in the Google Drive. Okay. Yeah, it should be in there. Yeah, it's in a Google Doc.
Because
it should be.
I'm sure the other one that we keep dealing with will probably want it, too.
Sure.
Did she ever call you?
I can't remember.
Callum? Carrie's mom?
Yeah, no, I heard from her.
Okay.
So if we actually call them.
The
online plot and everything's up and shows what's available and not available. It's a good deal. Bryce, anything else?
No, just want to say great job. You did trimming the bushes.
Thanks. Good day. Came a lot of scratching on the arm that day. Blood river.
Those rose bushes really took a lot out of those. That, but they needed.
Good. Look good.
That should look good next year. Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Deanna?
I haven't heard from Brad yet, but you guys are going to do the crap too? You're going to chase that down? Have Brad chase it down?
Yeah, he usually does. He's pretty good. I think we've done 1 year.
And then anything?
I think we've done 40. I'll find out what pricing is. If it's, I mean, we have time on that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then we usually just work off the menus.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Sid?
I don't think so. I'll email you a new budget, though. Like, I keep getting locked out of the Zions account, so I wasn't able to do the bank recs. I don't know what's going on. So I'll email you out a new budget when I get those, because it'll change. I mean,
well,
got the same budget you got last.
Okay, just the other day.
So until I get the bank reconciliation, it really doesn't update that much.
Okay.
So I'll email you a new one.
Okay.
Cause
okay. Cam?
Just the park stuff, but I'll get that email sent today, and then just they got some Bantam games scheduled in our gym tonight, so.
All right. I don't have anything else. I registered social media from yesterday. I attended that, and kind of what the talk was is Lance presented. So, nothing on planning commission, financial. There's Mike write checks. Do you know?
I
think he did. I didn't think about that. I know he was.
So Brad said both rooms are open. So I told him just put a stamp for Red Canyon A. And we'll throw out the menu, and then you'll contact him regarding the craft.
Let's call up the real craft and see. That's the only thing I can see that would interfere.
I imagine Sherry Bastard.
You might have to call him.
He has the checks. He doesn't have like the report, but those are back there.
Oh, you might have. I think he sent the checks.
So I don't know if he like bring those next meeting. But those have been sent out.
I'll just read them out. What's that? What are you doing?
The 15th of every year. Alright, thanks, Wesley.
15th. Okay. So we're good for the 22nd. Financial, like I said, the budget was sent out yesterday, but so get it updated and send another one. For the warrant, Mike sent these out. Henry Shrine, I'm pretty sure that's
the fire department.
Fire department for 1484, Menden Hall equipment, 825 for service. I can't tell. Is that fire department, I think? I think he'll bring it with us.
Yeah.
I don't know if that says labor.
So,
the firefighter's washer and stuff.
Oh. Oh, that commercial one that's in there?
Yep. Commercial washer in here. The toys. The turnout gear. Yep.
Okay.
Menden Hall, 825. Dex Imaging, Copier Services, $27.96. Utah High School Sport Cap, $250. State Baseball Advertising. Police Services, that's $27. They emailed us and said you sure it was $27. So that's just to make up for the full amount of leasing the Bobcat. And then the First Responders Dinner, that's Western Ruby's Inn for $3,500.
And that's the one that split the truck. And they already sent us the check.
Okay. So we got half of that back?
Yep, for the privacy.
I'll entertain a motion on those warrants.
I'll make a motion with the warrants.
I'll
second.
Motion by Cam, second by Carrie, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Next meeting.
I think it is.
Motion by Jerry, second by Kane, all in favor?
Aye.
And no business in here, so I'll entertain a motion to adjourn our LBA meeting.
Second.
Motion by Jerry, second by Kane, all in favor? Aye. And entertain a motion to adjourn our.
Second.
Motion by Jerry, second by Kane, all in favor?